This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to the children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on. Of course, we had another shooting yesterday. It's kind of interesting. The shooting takes place at the same time we're having these big hearings. Go on. Anybody put that together? You know, the hearings that happened yesterday. Hello. Did anybody catch that or not? Seems like this happens every time, doesn't it? Now, listen, I got the tinfoil hat on. You bet. You absolutely bet I do. But what was the big story yesterday that was really happening? That was really, really happening. What was the big story? Big story was the hearings over in the House, the Judiciary Committee. Goodlatte, all these people just going at it, was struck. It wasn't struck. No, that was the day before. Oh, yeah, like the big news story, the big news item. The day before, you had Strzok, who showed up behind closed doors and wasn't answering anything. Of course, we find that out yesterday. And then yesterday, we had Ray and Rosenstein show up. And boy, were there the fireworks going on like crazy. It's all happening just right at the end of Gen 21 radio yesterday. That was all happening. And then all of a sudden, suddenly, boom, shazam, we have a shooting in Annapolis, Maryland. Purportedly 5 dead. And all the attention does what? What happens? All the attention shifts completely away from that, doesn't it? To the shooting. Okay, now there is a pattern to that. We've seen this sort of things before. And I think that that's a very, very important item. Now, by the way, if you want to call in, you can do so. Our call-in line is open, 215-867-8255. That's 215-867-8255. And for those of you who are wondering, at the bottom of the hour, we're going to be talking about New California and all the things that are going on there, kind of get you ready for the convention coming up and all that good stuff. So we're going to be talking to you about that. We're going to be talking a little bit more about what's going on with this school shooting. This shooting in Annapolis, and also perhaps a little bit more about these hearings, because, you know, gee whiz, that's a big thing. That's a big embarrassment now, isn't it? And all of a sudden, we get this guy who files off his fingerprints. The police are responding in 60 seconds. What's up with that? Anyway, we have a caller. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I am, Paul.
Hi, Dane. Thanks for calling in. Your thoughts on this shooting in Annapolis, and by the way, maybe perhaps your thoughts on what happened yesterday. We'll get into that in a second, what happened at the hearings, but your thoughts on the shooting?
Well, I'll tell you something, Paul. One thing, I listened to the second press conference by the sheriff down there, and he said something to me that was so telling and so hit me at the side of the head that caught my attention. Was the fact that he said, we defused this shooter in 60 seconds. Now, most people wouldn't have picked that up, but I did, because I'll tell you why. 60 seconds, they stopped this shooter, and they had him under control and under arrest. Now, he said one thing after that that really, really caught my attention was, he said, this is a standard procedure that we take to practice all across the country in our communication with the police forces, FBI, and all the other law enforcement. So here's my point. If this is a standard practice, and this is something they do across and they practice and is knowledge, common knowledge amongst all the police, FBI, and they accomplish this in 60 seconds, what happened in Parkland? What happened in Las Vegas massacre? Of course, we know the answer. However, here's the thing. They knew who this guy was at the third press conference. The thing was solved. He was a white guy. All the information was out there, done, finished, end of story. Parkland, Las Vegas, we don't know what happened to this date. And this is 8-9 months later on all these. And Parkland, 7 months later. So you can see, anybody who calls us conspiracy theorists, I'll wear my tinfoil hat any day of the week.
Well, you know, as part of that, and of course, this is, we still don't know all the details and all the information from the Orlando, the Pulse nightclub shooting at all. And if you go back and take a look at all these shootings, especially under the Obama administration, the mass murders that we documented here on Agenda 21 Radio, many, 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 many of them are unsolved to this day. We don't know all the details, or there's a clearly complicit cover-up that's gone on, and a lot of it does involve the FBI. I hate to say that, but it does. Somehow the FBI gets involved in every single one of these, when jurisdictionally it's questionable why they should be there at the beginning of the shooting, or at the beginning of the recovery as a first responder, I guess you can say. That's very, very suspicious. And that's just my own take on it, because I know how these things play out if you call in the FBI when you should and should not. In any kind of situational, you know, any kind of mass murder type of thing. And by the way, the FBI, which has been demonstrated in so many of these mass murders, are right there, Johnny, on the spot, which I find very interesting, because that's just not the way it works. I mean, you know, if you had to call the police to respond to something, it takes some time to get there. But, you know, the FBI is a different agency altogether, it might take days normally for them to come out and respond. And that's the appropriate response time for them. But in many of these cases, the FBI is right there at the time when the events take place. That is suspicious. All you need to do is go look at what happened in Roseburg, Oregon, and check that one out. That's just that's one example, but there's many, many more. Dane, so you're thinking is that obviously there's much more to this shooting. It's especially to me, the timing of it is very important, because this happens right on the heels of this just absolutely outrageously contentious House committee hearing yesterday, Judiciary Committee, in which you had Jordan really going after Rosenstein and of course, Trey Gowdy also excoriating him. It was very, very contentious.
Well, Paul, I'll tell you what. You know and I know, and I consider myself a frontline street marine campaigner, street fighter for justice and the Constitution. And I got the battle wounds to prove it. I've been head-butted at the inaugural. I had a bottle thrown at my head holding a Trump sign. So I've been through the battle. I've seen San Jose firsthand what happened there. What is going on, as you know and I know, is a civil war. These hearings yesterday are just another incident to prove it. You listen to the Republican, then you listen to the Democrat, it's night and day scenario questions. One is telling them how wonderful and great and how they just love them and there's nothing wrong and you're doing everything right. And the Republicans are exposing them for who they are and what they've done wrong. And nothing's happening.
Yeah. Hang on, Dane.
And this is where we're at.
Yeah, Dane, can you hang on through the break?
Sure.
Okay. Anyway, we have caller Dane with us. We'll be right back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, your right to voice, right to voice, RIGHT, the number 2, VOICE.com, for your new social media network. We'll be back.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill. Pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliates. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and also newcaliforniastate.com. And your right to voice, R-I-G-H-T, the number two, and V-O-I-C-E.com, your social media giant, if you will, to take on Google and Facebook. You have a First Amendment right. Use it. Your right to voice. Okay, anyway, with this is caller Dane from San Luis Obispo, California, and we've been talking about this shooting that took place in Annapolis, the polarization of what you're seeing yesterday, I think, was really a pretty good demonstration of this. And again, what my theory is, in like so many of these shootings and so on, serving as distractions and also secondarily reasons to take away your guns, this shooting occurs on the eve of California registering guns. Yeah, that's a request that I think it's tomorrow is the last day you have to register certain guns and all that stuff, and restrictions go in, and you're multiple felons if you don't. That's what's going on in California. Now, just a little by the by. Just thought I'd share that one with you. But also, what else is going on in the miasma out there? And Dane, the caller, actually said the right things. He was talking about, and Dane, you're still with us, you're talking about what was going on in the hearings yesterday. And my theory is we had the hearings, and that was explosive. And the day before, we had Strzok, that was explosive. And, of course, it's pointing the fingers right at Hillary Clinton and Obama and the whole administration of the past, big time. Rosenstein was part of that administration. Then all of a sudden, boom, shazam, we have a school shooting. Takes away all the media and points it in a different direction from Hillary and from Rod Rosenstein and all that. Your thinking is along those lines?
Yeah, yes, Paul. Let me say something real quick here, too. The state of why this country is in, the shootings, what's happening, the mindset, is very, really sort of, I see as a simple thing. The people are not following the laws anymore. They're not following the Constitution. They're not looking at facts. What they are doing is basing everything on political correctness, emotions, and feelings. Does it feel good to them? That's what they base the whole United States on. If they have those three elements, that's what they're making their judgments on. Not the laws, not the Constitution, not the facts. And this is why we're in such a confusion.
Well, the confusion has led to some things. Now, I'm going to take a second here and read some of the headlines on Drudge. Now, this is normally Drudge Friday. We, Drudge and all the others, we scatter our reporting from all these different entities out there, and also our citizen journalists. And our citizen journalists have been absolutely stellar on this issue. This has been the big question that we've gotten through tweets and other things, and messages through Facebook to Agenda 21 Radio. About what happened yesterday, that it's a complete distraction, the shooting, they thought, a lot of people have said. And now listen to these headlines. Now, again, this is what's occurring on Drudge right now. I'm going to go across the screen so we see this. Hillary calls for strength to resist Trump. Obama, you are right to be concerned. This is from yesterday. Michael Moore, we have to put our bodies on the line to stop the president. And, of course, we've got Maxine Waters. She cancels an event over very serious death threats. I wonder why that might be. And then I'm going to go to the middle panel of Drudge, and this is what we have. World Cup fan dies slicing open her throat on wine glass while celebrating win. Okay. Now, underneath that, you've got this weekend. Mexico's presidential frontrunner promising revolution. Can he deliver? Now, this is the guy who's calling for the invasion of the United States by Mexico, by Mexicans, to leave their towns and villages and go to the United States. It's your right. It's a civil right, he says. It's a human right that you do that. This is from this Obrador guy. And then the third panel, it says, update, five shot dead at newspaper, vendetta, gunman posted revenge tweets marking enemies, cops were warned, he will be next mass murderers, and the comment under that. Now, these are all things that you know, just don't normally see in the headlines. I'm sorry. But another one goes on here. It says, freaked out Americans desperately seek to escape the news. So, I mean, obviously, there's some things that are kind of harmonizing here in this notion about civil war, which is what people are throwing out there now. It's clear that Hillary is extolling people to do that. And obviously, Obama, the signaling that's coming through here is pretty evident.
I'll tell you something, Paul. I'm going to say something here. The Civil War started, and I'm going to tell you, in my opinion, the official date of the actual physical Civil War was when this crazy nut job, Bernie Sanders fan, shot up the congressman on the baseball field. That, to me, was the official start of the physical Civil War in this country. And it hasn't stopped, because that same afternoon we had Pelosi and Ryan in the Congress telling how we should all have civility. What does Nancy do 3 hours later? She ramps it up. She ramps it up and starts going after the Republicans again and everybody else.
Yeah.
They ramped it up to now we have massive shootings everywhere. The press is blatantly saying that if you vote for Trump, you're a Nazi. Danny Deutsch, right on MSNBC, right to our face. You are a Nazi if you're a Trump voter. And this happens every day on the news. They're saying Maxine Waters. It goes on, and it's ramped up to a level that the shootings have started.
Yeah. Well, here's another one. Anti-establishment fervor grips the Dems. This is from The Hill today. Came in this morning, actually. It says the public debate for Democrats has centered around whether the party is drifting to the left or not. And, of course, this is something that is a big-time story, as you know. But on the heels of Representative Crowley's defeat, the upset primary loss, the 28-year-old to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the real battle is looking more like a fight between establishment and anti-establishment forces. This is what we're seeing here, isn't it? We're seeing this fight with anti-establishment.
And Paul, who was the first senator to come out today to say we have to abolish ICE? Our lovely New York Childebrand.
Yep. Yep. See, this is the thing, is that this is the anti-establishment fervor, if you will, that we're seeing. You know, when you start taking away law and order. Now, this is something that's happened in California over the years. We've seen a diminishment of law and order by way of getting rid of certain law enforcing agencies. And this has been something that's been, you know, in the works for a long time. In the late 80s, we got rid of the state police. Everything went over to the highway patrol, of all places. And state police, which were also very, very helpful at the border, by the way. Hello. We're dissolved.
Yeah.
And the diminishment of the California Highway Patrol is another one that's been going on. So this lawlessness that's gripping California and gripping other parts of the nation is pretty evident. Go ahead, Dan.
This is why I am a chairman of San Luis County, San Luis Obispo County in California, to save this California with newcaliforniastate.com. It's the only way this state will be saved, because this state has become a communist state, as you know, and everything they do is based on, like I said before, political correctness, emotions, and feelings. Nothing is based on laws, constitution, or facts. And this is why, if this doesn't happen with California and people don't get on board, they'll not only lose California, they'll lose the United States of America.
Yeah. Well, listen,
Dan, this state is so important.
We got to run for time, and thanks for being with us on Agenda 21 Radio.
Thanks.
Okay. Anyway, we're going to be back. More about New California and what's going on there. And we're growing. There's going to be some announcements about more counties coming on board, believe it or not. Yeah. Could be 51 counties total at the end. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
A well well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server. Those are your words. In her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news, and also newcaliforniastate.com. Kind of like brother and sister. newcaliforniastate.com. Okay, so we're going to be continuing our coverage in depth of what's going on with these shootings as a distraction away from other things. That's kind of the basis of the theory. Now, and again, we're going to be looking into it. This is all an investigation that we're going to be checking out. As we always do when these mass murders show up, and suddenly they show up. Oh, just show up. Taken away from everything else, right? Anyway, if you'd like to call in, you can do so. The telephone number is 215-867-8255. 215-867-8255 is the phone in. In other words, 215-TOP-TALK. 215-TOP-TALK. You can go ahead and call in. Now, this comes on the heels of so many things happening. First Amendment, Second Amendment. See, the Second Amendment is in play here with the shooting, right? All the things that are going on in terms of trying to shut us down, that's going on, that's ramping up. Now, when I say that, I say, you know, shutting us down in association to social media. That's a big deal, isn't it? We've seen Facebook and we've seen Google that have run tandem in shutting us down. Sometimes proclaiming, especially with Google, of course, fake news. We're fake news. Sure we are. Right, right, right. Of course, the stories that we run are not fake. They're very, very factual. Yet they seem to want to run that for us. It's fake news. Fake news, I tell you. That Agenda 21 is fake news. And so what happens? They censor you. You know, they just cut you off. And, of course, we had a recent incident with that, as many people do know, here at Agenda 21 Radio and also on NewCaliforniaState.com and on Facebook and so on. We got censored big time. They just delisted us from Google. It's all come back, though. That's been through a lot of different efforts, but it's come back. We're back up. But also Facebook, they censored us. Right. They just took us down. Right in the midst of a big run. A lot of people excited about what's going on at New California. Boom, they took us down. So we understand the plight of so many people that don't want to be censored by Facebook, being put in Facebook jail, as they sometimes call it. And, of course, the sponsor of our show is RightToVoice.com. It's the alternative outlet, if you will, social media outlet for conservatives to Facebook. It's completely different. You won't be censored there for your thoughts, especially about conservatism. Your thoughts are welcome. That sort of thing will not be happening on Right to Voice. Now, visit that website, righttovoice.com, righttovoice.com. Now, this is the big thing. This is one of the bigger things going on really right now, is this whole notion of fake news. And, of course, if you study the First Amendment and you know about freedom of speech, freedom of the press, and so the elements of the First Amendment. I'm not going to tell you the elements. I got a First Amendment right here standing me in the face. And there's different elements of it. Look it up. Come on. You guys that are not into the Constitution, don't understand. Grab a Constitution and look up your God-given rights in the First Amendment. And there's a series of them. Something about assembly and things like that. And grievances, which is what we do here at New California, right? We're laying out 40 grievances for 40 weeks. Next up is week 24. How diligent are we? Week 24, which is absolutely stunning if you think about it. We're exercising our right to do so. We're going out in the public square and saying we are aggrieved by the totalitarian nature of what we're seeing here with the communist dictator, Jerry Brown, in the monoparty system. We're doing that. And there's nothing they can do to stop us yet. Well, they don't like it. We know that. But that's just, you know, we can do that. We have to exercise our rights, don't we? Else you lose them. It's kind of just sort of goes along with it. But now in California, of course, they don't want you to have that. And the monoparty system, which runs 11 months in their legislative cycle, this is something really important to understand, ladies and gentlemen. Hello, wake up. The California legislature convenes for 11 months every year. 11 months. The original Constitution in California said this. It said that the legislature will be convened once every 2 years for 60 days only. That's it. You're out the door. Goodbye. We have industrialized legislation going on in California. No wonder it's a mess. No wonder it's in the totalitarian mindset. No wonder there's a monoparty. And no wonder they're absolutely trying to squeeze everything they can from us in terms of our liberties that are God-given rights to us. So this story occurs. This is actually something that happened a couple days ago, 27th. This is from Breitbart. California mulls creation of fake news advisory group. This is just right out of Marx. Listen, they're unabashed. You know, we played Trevor Loudon in the first hour. Great Trevor Loudon. We're going to put it. This was a replay from months ago. We had Trevor Loudon out to speak to our Tea Party group, the Feather River Tea Party Patriots in Yuba City, California. By the way, Will Johnson is going to be our featured speaker. Will Johnson, Unite America First. Absolutely excellent speaker. He's going to be there. And it's, you know, it's going to be a barn burn. You don't want to miss it. Anyway, this is what we have going on in California. An actual bill through that whole legislative machinery going on. An actual bill. SB's, that's Senate Bill, 1424. Says the state of California is mulling, it's mulling, M-U-L-L-I-N-G, the creation of a fake news advisory group to monitor the spread of information posted on social media. Right to voice, anyone? Right to voice? .com? Open yours today. California Senate Bill SB 1424, which passed the California Senate and is moving through the California Assembly, would call on the state's attorney general to create an advisory committee consisting of representatives from social media companies. Oh, I get it. So Facebook can legitimize their censorship. And Google, too, Mr. CIA, right? It's a CIA operation. We know that. Google is. And YouTube. Says, would call on the state's attorney general to create an advisory committee consisting of representatives from social media companies, civil liberties groups, First Amendment scholars. There you go. All the scholars. They know so much. You know, it's like those guys who called me from back east and said, hey, how you doing this whole thing, this New California, and you had a declaration. How you do that? Listen, one of the top universities called me. And one of their scholars asked me, how are you doing this thing with the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution? I said, you're a constitutional attorney? You don't know? Yeah. First Amendment scholars and at least one person who works for the Department of Justice. There you go. Javier Becerra. This is right out of Marx, guys. The bill also gives the Attorney General a deadline of April 1st. 2019, to create the committee. Once the committee is assembled, the group would be tasked with studying the spread of online information, determining what is fake news and what is not fake news, and telling social media companies how to stop the spread of fake news. Now, I don't know about you, this starts to sound really like communism, huh? Case in point. After the committee comes up with their findings, the Attorney General, Javier Becerra, would be responsible for presenting the committee's plan to the state legislature. Are you hungry for New California yet? Some groups, such as the Electronic Frontier Foundation, have come out against the bill. Do you think? EFF told CBS Sacramento that the bill would give the government the power to decide what content should be considered true or false, adding that the First Amendment prevents restrictions of content even if the information is false. The problem of fake news is on the minds of many Americans, especially after companies like Facebook have come under fire for determining what content is newsworthy and what is not. Telling you, right to voice, by the way, is the alternative there. Facebook scrapped its trending news section after it was revealed that the editors in trending news discriminated against news content of interest to conservatives and promoted content with a progressive bias. How's right to voice sounding now? .com. But the problem of fake news stems beyond social media platforms. In a poll released Wednesday, more than two-thirds of Americans said they believe traditional media outlets deliberately report misleading or false stories. Yeah. So now we'll have a bill. We'll have a bill that'll come out. How's that working out for everybody? You can call in 215-867-8255. How is that working out for everybody, that fake news business? And you're, you know, listen, I have a right to fake news. This is put it on that way. I have a right to fake news, and I have a right to pass judgment on those that are providing fake news. And to that's what we've been in the business of doing, is stopping the fake news that comes from where? The mass media outlets. And what do they want to do? They want to control it, like Facebook. Facebook is just like all other mainstream media, as far as I'm concerned, with their censorship business. and what they can, what you can and cannot do. It's not right, guys. This is against the First Amendment. And we have a God-given right to that. So SB, isn't this an interesting article? SB 1424 is the bill. 1424. How has this thing progressed and who introduced it? Let's see. And who's stopping it? Well, remember, there's nothing stopping this. We have a monoparty system. Let me explain this to you. We get up and we do these grievances all the time. We do 40 grievances for 40 weeks. We're at 24 coming up this next Tuesday. And this is the exact reason why we do this. We have a monoparty system in the legislature, and the legislature runs for 11 months every year. They can pass any bill they want and get it signed by the governor, who's a dictator, because he's part of the monoparty system. And there you go. This is a dictatorship in California. This is communism. Wake up. Hello. And they're eroding your civil rights. Hello. This is an erosion of those civil rights, SB 1424, Internet Social Media Advisory Group. 626 from committee. Do pass and re-enter to calm 5 yeas and 0 noes. I'm sorry, 2 noes. June 26, re-enter to calm. Okay, so this is going to come back to committee, from committee, and refer to calm. So it passed out of the Senate, is what we're seeing here. That's the history. You know, let's see who votes for these things. Ah, the usual suspects. The last time, this is the way it was. Mark Stone. It says Chow and Chu, Gonzalez, Fletcher, Holden, Calla, Mnuchin, Reyes, and Mark Stone in the nose against this. This is on 6/19/18. It says the nose to prevent this from coming out of the assembly judiciary was Cunningham and Kelly. Okay, if you go up to 6/26, passing it out, Q, Friedman, Camlogger, Dove, and Nazarian, Acosta, and Walden. That's the Assembly Arts, Entertainment, Sports, Tourism, and Internet Media. So that's out. Isn't that interesting? So you start looking at, and again, you have the monoparty system in full on display here. The regalia is out there. You have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. It says 5, but there's 6. Oh, I guess there's 5. Okay, there's 5. The two-part naming system for this person. And 2 knows. Obviously, it goes by party line. In the committee, it's stacked for the monoparty system, for the Democrats. And you only have 2 Republicans. See, this is the breakdown of Republican form of governance right here. You can see it in the committee work. And I'm reading from the legislative information sheet, basically. SB 1424, where it's going, how it's been there. I think it's got a whole list of where it came from. Senate Judiciary passed. This was back in 5/8/18, so last month. No votes recorded. Morlock, Anderson. Eyes were Hertzberg, Jackson, Monning, Stern, and Wasikowski. Well, this is another one. Senate Appropriations passed. There was no noes. Where were the Republicans on that one? 7 yeas. Where were the Republicans on that one? The monoparty system's at work. I'm telling you, this is the way it works. Senate Appropriations, the next one passed on 5/23 or 5/25. 5 yeas, 2 noes. Bates and Nielsen, that's Jim Nielsen, Republican, voting against it, of course. Then it's the Senate floor, right along party lines. There were no votes that were recorded. And by the way, Morlock was a no vote that was recorded. His vote wasn't recorded back on 5/8. Where was he? Where was John Morlock on that one? That was back in 5/8. No votes were recorded back in on 5:30. De Leon and Fuller. Ah, the nose. Morlock sticks his face into it. Everybody on the Republican, there were 11. Oh, there's only 11 on the floor. See, five, you got 36 and 3, right? 36 and 3, may, I think we're, well, 36 and 3, no votes were recorded. So that's the total number. This is the way it works, guys. Monoparty system on 5:30, it passed. It passed on the Senate floor. And who brought it in but Pan? Mr. Pan, you know, the guy with the vaccines? That guy? Talk about a totalitarian communist. Mr. Pan is it. There it is. It's all working right there in front of your faces. I'm trying to, you know, I'm just trying to spell it out for everybody so that you see this. This is how this committee work is working. This is how this committee work is working. Gee, don't you think we need to stop this sort of thing? I would hope so. Assembly Judiciary, 619. 8-2 on that one. Assembly Judiciary, 8-2. Party lines. And, of course, 626, 5-2 in the Assembly Arts and Entertainment, Sports and Tourism, and Internet Media. Monoparty system working. It's coming your way, baby. It's coming your way. Anyway, we got, come on. We're just starting to get warmed up, and the time is fleeing from us right now. Anyway, okay, so we're going to be taking this sort of thing on in the streets, obviously. Which a lot of other things are happening in the streets. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. But also, if you're wanting to get involved with New California State, it's more important than ever to get involved right now, obviously, to save our state and to also save the nation. And we understand that. So you can visit our website, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. We are the only viable option out there. The other options are not viable. They're not going anywhere. We're progressing. We will become the 51st state, I might add. We're adding more counties. Much to the chagrin to a lot of people, we are adding more counties, and it's working. It is absolutely working, and we're excited to be on board with that. You can also call the New California hotline, if you will, 877-828-2753 for more information about New California. That's 877-828-2753, as well as go to our website, newcaliforniastate.com. You can leave us a message, and if you want to be a part of what's going on in the Constitutional Convention, it's first come, first served. Tickets are limited to the July 21st, and people will be screened for security purposes, just to let you know. We've had this, you know, with recent shootings and so on, we take these things very, very seriously. So anyway, that's something that's a big concern, obviously, to everybody. It will be a safe venue, though. We have already got the security things taken care of. Yeah, we do. Anyway, so visit our website, newcaliforniastate.com. And the hotline is 877-828-2753 if you want news and information about what's going on with New California. Be more than happy. People are there to answer questions for you. And that number again is 877-828-2753. And by the way, you can leave a message. We're going to be right back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, thank you for joining us here on Agenda 21 Radio. And make sure you visit our website, agenda21radio.news. And also, it's not fake news, by the way. What's really even not fake is, of course, what's going on in the California State Legislature in this march towards communism. The Pan Bill, Mr. Communist himself, Pan, it doesn't take too much to figure out that you can label him that when he starts introducing all these violations of our civil rights, you know. Of course, this is what they're trying to do, right? They're trying to destroy and take away our civil rights here in California. We're not going to let them do that. That's why we have New California. And by the way, we have alternatives to fake news and censorship. And that is, of course, Right2Voice.com. Right2Voice.com. Your answer to, well, Google and Facebook and all those others, where you're not going to be censored for your thoughts, especially if you're conservative. Okay, anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio, like I said. And, of course, a lot of things going on with New State, newcaliforniastate.com. That's the website, 877-828-2753. That's the number that you can get information on, 877-828-2753. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, as I say at this time on the radio show, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Shop online at either Shooter's Paradise Online prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.